you open up with a great start. You had three threes, and then after that, it seemed like things started to settle in. But you were within one and a half. What made the difference in the second half for Hayes?
Offensive rebound, something that we touch base with the kids. And, you know, we've got a little bit of a history of coming out and not rebounding with the type of aggressiveness that we have early. And, you know, you don't want to plant any seeds in their head, but it was another case point. I mean, they get 12 second chance points to our zero, and that, or, you know, when Noah goes out and, you know, he can't play 32 minutes, and they were quick and we had to go with some smaller lineups. You know, it's kind of tough for us on the boards, and, you know, we need Dayton McGrory and Caden Walters and Bryce Unruh, and Matt did a pretty good job for the most part, but we need more slashing type effort from those guys going to the offensive glass. And is it correctable? It is, if the kids will be coachable. Moving forward, we've got some things to work on, but, you know, give Hayes a lot of credit. And I said this after watching them the first two games. You minus that 90-second meltdown they had in their opening game against Wichita East, might still be the best team in this tournament. We get them again here in 6 days.
Is that a benefit that you play the same team twice in a row within a 6 day span?
Maybe. I will find out at the end of the game come next Friday night at the field. The stats don't lie, Tim, and film doesn't lie. We will have opportunities for our guys to see areas of improvement. And we do that periodically. Haven't done it in a few games, and with bunching three together in 3 days. But this being a whack opponent tonight, or this afternoon's team, Hayes being a whack opponent, we will go through there. Now, you know, I don't see that as negative.